This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are on the DJV program with ladies and gentlemen who are jacks of all trades, but mostly radio, communication, thinking, all that great stuff. And obviously it's appreciated. I want to say hi to some of the people listening who contacted us. Sue Shermer, how do you do? Levi Broadhead, huge fan, so he says. Sandy Bradley, Karen Nickerson. Notice there are more women on this list, ladies, who are listening to the program. That's kind of cool. Thank you for being here and hopefully enjoying and getting something out of the time that you spend with us as we traverse the issues of the day, the events, things that are talking, that some of the talking heads are talking about and some of them kind of twist around. We have Jennifer Horn's thoughts on the issues of the day, along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kushner. The situation with Ukraine undoubtedly has the world's attention. Most important thing going on in the world in terms of mass attention. But there are a lot of other things that are part of this and part of the rest of, the activities of the reality of the rest of the world. I thought it was pretty interesting that the State Department actually helped to transfer some children in Ukraine who were undergoing cancer treatment there and their families. They've been moved from Poland to our country so they can go to St. Jude's. I thought that was really something that oftentimes you think of private nonprofits doing this sort of thing, but the State Department did this, as far as I can figure out, right?
That's wonderful.
I mean, I think that's an appropriate use.
It's unfortunate that it's only a few kids, but, And there's, because Putin has made it his business to bomb, I forget what the number is, but it's, I think, in
hospitals.
The 40s now. Hospitals and children's hospitals, maternity wards. I mean, he's targeting civilian locations and places where, hospitals and medical clinics that can treat people who've been injured. He's also bombed. So they're just at such a disadvantage right now. It's just horrific.
Yeah, but anyway, this is, and who would have thought, I guess, when you think about it, who would have thought that there was in Ukraine a children's hospital that would be able to treat this stuff? I don't know whether we think we're on the top of the world, but there are a lot of, I'm sure, sophisticated treatment, although, again, having been in Ukraine and been in Kiev, there wasn't much sophistication there when I was there, but admittedly, it was 25, 26 years ago when I was there. So, at any rate, St. Jude's doesn't charge anybody for anything, right? Everybody gets treated there based on donations that you make, I make, that we all make, and how things are, and the attention that comes from Danny Thomas, well, his family, Marlo Thomas, does a lot of the promotional things that are necessary to raise money, but they're all over the place, as they ought to be. At any rate, good for us and good for them. Arnold Schwarzenegger has gotten in on the act, as it were. He has released a video. Have you seen this, lady? Ladies, it's an appeal to the Ruskies to learn the truth about the invasion of Ukraine. And apparently, as you might imagine, the state-run television channels don't like Arnold and have taken shots at him, the supporters of Putin.
Yeah, they're calling it propaganda.
Yeah.
They really came out hard against it.
Yeah. They did. Those in power. Let's listen to the first part of this. We have some of the audio.
I'm sending this message through various different channels to reach my dear Russian friends and the Russian soldiers serving in Ukraine. I'm speaking to you today because there are things that are going on in the world that have been kept from you. Terrible things that you should know about. But before I talk about the harsh realities, let me just tell you about the Russian who became my hero. In 1961, when I was 14 years old, a very good friend of mine invited me to come to Vienna and to watch the World Weightlifting Championships. I was in the audience when Yuri Petrovich Vlasov won the world championship title becoming the first human being to lift 200 kilograms over his head. I hope Didi will hear what I have to say. And may I remind you that I speak with the same heartfelt concern as I spoke to the American people when there was an attempted insurrection on January 6th last year, when a wild crowd was storming the U.S. Capitol, trying to overthrow our government. You see, there are moments like this that are so wrong, and then we have to speak up. This is exactly the same with your government. I know that your government has told you that this is a war to denazify Ukraine. Denazify Ukraine? This is not true. Ukraine is a country with a Jewish president, I might add, whose father's three brothers were all murdered by the Nazis. You see, Ukraine did not start this war. Neither did nationalists or Nazis.
So there's a bit of what Schwarzenegger posted on Twitter, and apparently there have been millions of views of this thing. At first, the Russians dismissed it, but it's been viewed by so many people they can't ignore it. So they attack him.
Well, now they're labeling it fake news. You know, it's like...
Right.
Yeah. It's, we live in a world now where if you just don't like what someone says, you say it's fake news.
Right.
It's so crazy.
Well, unfortunately, we also live in a world of fake news.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to discern what is what, that's
yeah.
for sure.
But it was very interesting how he referred to January the 6th, I thought, his own emotional connection to that Russian weightlifter. So that was, I thought it was well placed. I thought it was very interesting. I find him a fascinating personality anyway. Anyway, so there's that and other things that Putin is cracking down on. Dissent is not allowed. There's a law that has been passed that bans any criticism of the government whatsoever. They've already sent people to jail. Well, we were talking about Navalny got 9 years. There have been people that have been sent for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and all they did was speak out against the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And anyway, I found it pretty interesting, actually, to see that there is a lot of Russia that's very, very beautiful. And by the way, Ukraine is probably, in terms of farming, the green grass, the open spaces, even though they have 40 million people that live there, a lot of them are farmers, they make their living on the land. And that's all being destroyed by all these bombs and that sort of thing. So it's good to know that there are other things that we're taking, not just one approach and not just one stance and not just one reality becomes our focus. Meanwhile, back home, there's a list, ladies, of the best cities for various age groups that has come to the surface, according to a home loan company named Knock, K-N-O-C-K. I never heard of them before. Have you heard of them before? Okay. So these are the best cities for various groups, like the boomers, my age, millennials, your age, Gen Xers.
What dictates this?
This is actually, this is based on where most people in those age groups live and have moved and recently where they've bought property. So that's
like Austin, Texas. Everybody's talking about Austin. Best place to live in the country if you're a millennial, according to their research. The incentive to move there, but by doing this, I guess the other side of this is, won't you ruin it? So many people go there. There are 300 parks, for example, in Austin, and you know, if everybody goes there, it seems to me that ruins it for the collective. But at any rate, these are the surveys. If you're a Generation Xer, Miami. Before last weekend, was a pretty good place to go to. The fact that it's an international business hub, it's becoming American Airlines, the hub for American in Miami, is becoming the busiest. I think it's the second or third busiest hub they have after Dallas and New York. So very busy and a great place for people who are in their 40s or 50s, apparently. Who want to stay active, they like the warm weather, the beaches, and that sort of thing. A lot of nightlife. I like Florida, but I don't like Miami. I've always liked north of there and where Del Rey is and up in Palm Beach County and Jupiter. I don't, but Miami, I've never. Maybe it's because it's not culturally me. Miami's not culturally traditional American. It's pretty Cuban American, pretty Hispanic, right? If you go there.
Well, it depends where you are. I love South Beach, and there's
an
array of, you know, all kinds of restaurants, and you've got the beach right there, and it's just that's a fun place to go. Lots of nightclubs and stuff. So, but you know, certainly there are sections of Miami that are, you know, local Cubans and great food too. So, yeah, I think I think Miami's a cool city. I haven't been too much of it, but from the few times I've been, I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah. All right, here's a surprise. Pittsburgh is the best place to live if you're a boomer. I find that shocking, frankly. I don't know why I think it's shocking. I just think it's shocking. Pittsburgh has never, I've never thought Pittsburgh was an appealing place at all. Your dad's from Pittsburgh originally, Jay, right?
Yeah, outside the area.
Yeah, and he worked in radio, I know, there early on in his career. But apparently this has now become a prime retirement destination because of the lower cost of living there when you compare it to other big cities. It has, pretty awful winters, though. I know that.
I was going to say the winters. I'm surprised that people would retire in Pittsburgh just solely based on the winters, because after a certain age, don't people get really exceptionally cranky over snow?
I do.
It might be cheap. I mean, it might be the cost of living, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was all part of the. That was
all put up with the cold weather for the price.
Sure, and apparently healthcare—it's got some of the best healthcare in the country. And there are a lot of things that were surprising about Pittsburgh. Good dining scene. I have some friends who had to live there for work a couple years ago, and I've never been to Pittsburgh, but in my mind, it's like it's not flattering. Like
Cleveland
that
better.
I have, and so I've never been to Cleveland either. But but apparently Pittsburgh is not what people think of. It's actually really beautiful, and it's very up and coming.
Yeah, I saw something about Pittsburgh yesterday that surprised me, and now I'm trying to find it, and I can't remember what it was. But Pittsburgh seems to be coming into its own. It's not easy to get there if you're trying to fly there. I'll tell you that. It used to be easier than it is now, but it's not easy to get there. Maybe that'll change because of the attention. So there they are. Austin, Miami, and Pittsburgh, the best cities to live in America. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available on all.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uuncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beep, 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 beep. That's Martian for welcome in to the social media and trending portion of this hour.
Is that what that was?
Beep, 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 beep. You've never heard that before, Jennifer? Come on. It's all over.
I haven't visited outer space. Clearly, I must.
Yes. You're missing out.
Yeah.
I'll have to get Rosetta Stone so I can communicate.
Beep, 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 beep. Okay, so, Jay. Kelly Clarkson is all over the place. That new TV show, what is that? Have you seen that? That was this Eurovision song?
Yeah, it's fun. It's
is it?
The American Song Contest. She and
right,
Snoop
that was started the other night. Snoop's on it. She's on it. So what's the story with that?
It's fun. Yeah, it's really fun. We watched it. It's just like Eurovision. It's one song. It's not necessarily the best singer or the best, you know, artist from each state, but it's the song itself. So, and you can vote. You don't have to vote just for your state, but you can vote for anybody.
Is this a short-term thing that's going to, like, have 10 episodes and be gone, or what's the, from now till the end, till, you know, a lot of stuff gets started now and it's done. The sweeps are over third Thursday of May.
This is probably, I don't know, maybe 5 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, yeah. 5 weeks, something like that. But I think that it's the same producers of actual Eurovision, which gets 200 million views every year. Mm. So I think they're definitely trying to make it a real thing. Snoop and Kelly are adorable together. He's hilarious. So yeah, they're just really cute and fun together.
I like her a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's everywhere though. She's doing The Voice, too, isn't she? Is she on The Voice as a judge still? She's got a daytime talk show. All right, so, Jay, what is the latest here? She's changed her name, right? Is she
there's a lot
TV?
Of speculation because we had learned that when she was dropping Blackstock from her last name through her divorce, she decided not to reinstate Clarkson. She was just going to go by Kelly Brian, her first and middle names. And then there was a question of, well, is this going to be professional as well? Does she have to change everything from Kelly Clarkson? And she had said in an interview that she's 20 years in. She is Kelly Clarkson professionally. Her name change is more just a reflection of her personal life and rather than reinstating Clarkson, she just kind of left it off. There, she has been open in interviews in the past and even in songs that she's written and performed that she doesn't have the best relationship with her father, where the Clarkson name comes from. So that could also be a reason. But, yeah, she came out and officially said, Kelly Clarkson is not going anywhere professionally. That's the name of everything. It's too late to change.
Yeah, I would have thought that would be tough. Has anybody ever done that successfully that you can think of that's been in the public?
Only if you just go to one name,
Prince.
Right? If
you're, yeah, I was going to say Prince went to the symbol.
Prince or
Diddy.
Cher. Yeah,
Diddy used to change himself, yeah.
Diddy has changed from Puffy to Puff Daddy, Diddy.
Kanye has been now Ye.
Diddy.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you're just Kelly, it kind of doesn't have the same pizzazz. So
no, it's too, there's too many people named Kelly. People don't know. When you say Dolly, you know who we're talking about, right? But you don't know. It'd be interesting to see how she shakes this out. But she's adorable. I agree with that. I think she's fabulous, frankly, in lots of different ways. So that's the Kelly Clarkson story. People and their focus on... You know, this is the subject matter of a lot of people's attention when you think a lot of people's attention would be on something else. I understand the interest. There's a difference between interest and unhealthy sort of fanatical thing that you see. I go back to the Bob Saget thing. But, you know, with celebrity comes problems, I think. And you just have to be...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is heading to Europe today to meet with NATO leaders at a meeting on Thursday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on CBS News says Putin is bogged down in his war.
He's not been able to achieve the goals as rapidly that he wants to achieve as rapidly as he wants to achieve them. If a chemical or biological weapon was used, you'd see a significant reaction from not only the United States, but also the global community.
Things have gone way south in South Beach. This year's spring breakers are out in full force, and they've turned the city of Miami Beach into a nightmare with shootings, street brawls, crowds, stampedes, and public indecency. Miami Beach's Democrat Mayor Dan Gelbert imposed both a state of emergency and curfew for the South Beach area through Thursday morning. One person was killed and tens of thousands were without power after a tornado struck New Orleans overnight. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
President Biden heads to Europe today to meet with NATO allies. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan at the White House explains the trip's purpose.
Well, I think there are two issues that are important to lay out. One is what's required in the immediate term. And right now, Secretary of Defense, Supreme Allied Commander Europe, believe that they have effective posture today for what's necessary today. But, of course, that could evolve in the coming days and weeks depending on Russia's actions and depending on the overall threat picture. The second is what is the longer term force posture, not just for this contingency, this emergency, this invasion, but over the course of time. That is something the president will discuss with his allies.
Jamaican activists, as well as prominent professors, politicians, and other leaders, have rejected a visit by the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, calling on the United Kingdom to apologize and pay reparations for hundreds of years of slavery. Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate landed in the capital Kingston on Tuesday as part of a Caribbean tour. A spokesman for the Kremlin said in a Tuesday interview on CNN that Russia would use nuclear weapons if faced with an existential threat. Dmitry Peskov, Russian President Vladimir Putin's chief spokesman, said that any violation of his nation's concept of domestic security would justify the use of nuclear arms. Peskov also insisted that the Ukraine invasion was going strictly to plan and that Russian forces were only attacking military targets, a claim contradicted by video evidence out of the war zone. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Згинуть наші вороженьки, як роса на сонці.
The voice of young, actually she's 7 years old, Emilia Anisevich, who was the girl who went viral for her performance of Let It Go in a bomb shelter in Ukraine, now moving on, moving out. This time it's Ukraine's national anthem that she's singing. She was evacuated from Kiev, where her performance took place in that bunker. So this week there was a benefit concert for Ukraine called Together with Ukraine. A lot of artists from Poland and Ukraine raising money to aid the Polish Humanitarian Action Group. So she was put up on stage and she performed an a cappella rendition of the national anthem of Ukraine. You can
What's
watch
really
it,
sad
you can hear
is she
it.
Did it while her parents were still in Ukraine. She got out with her grandmother, and you know, obviously you can't live. That's not a life for a kid in a bomb shelter. So
yeah.
She and her grandmother escaped safely into Poland, but her parents, I think the last I heard, her mom and her dad were still in Ukraine and still fighting. So that's got to be, I mean, incredibly. I know they always say kids are resilient, but, man, when you don't have your parents with you and you're afraid of the unknown and you saw, I mean, you've seen war with child eyes, ugh, pretty tough.
Yeah.
She's got a beautiful voice, though.
Yeah, what a sweet, sweetheart. And I was trying to, we were talking, if you weren't listening, you can catch the DJV download. Actually, you can catch the program in case you're, if you're new and you don't know, we can help you during the day. If you hear portions of conversations, you want to hear the whole thing or something back again, you can listen to the whole show all day, every day at DJV Showdown, the DJVshow.com. And the download of our podcasts, we have daily downloads. I think we were talking about the Dancing with the Stars star back in Poland. And we also talked about David Beckham in the most recent DJV download. The daily overview is important because people just kind of also want to get a synopsis of what's going on. One of the recent downloads has a focus on springtime and Pete Davidson. Whatever happened, is that today, the Blue Origin flight? Is that supposed to be today?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. It was supposed to be. It got moved, and there was a scheduling conflict, so Pete Davidson is no longer part of it.
Oh, okay. That was it. It's moved to Friday, and he had to do something else, if I remember. I think that was it.
He's filming a movie, so I think that was the
right.
Hold up. Yeah.
Yeah. And we also were talking recently about the International Space Station, what's going to happen with the Russians and the Americans up there. Dolly Parton trying to get out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing. I see she's starring in a movie. Isn't there a movie about her life and she's producing it? Didn't I see that someplace
as
well?
There's a book she just wrote with James Patterson called Run, Rose, Run. And
right.
Reese Witherspoon's production company just picked up the rights to make the movie. Yeah,
to make the
movie. So that'll be kind of fun. I love
anyway.
James Patterson is such a good junk food book writer that it would be fun to read it.
Yes, right. Good airplane read. Anyway, for more info on the DJV Show, go to djvshow.com or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. That's our way of connecting all day, every day. The idea, so I was making reference to that because we were talking about Pittsburgh as one of the cities that the three most desirable cities to live in, especially for older folks in the country. And I said, there's something I saw about Pittsburgh, and what I did was go find the story about Tom Hanks over the weekend. He's done this any number of times. I don't know what it is about his attraction, and he must be doing a movie in Pittsburgh, so he was there at the Fairmont Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh, and there are some brides and bridesmaids, not brides, but a Pittsburgh bride won. She got the surprise of her life. Hey, I'm Tom Hanks. I'd love to get a photo with you. And so why do they call it photo bombing, though? I don't know why that.
When you jump into someone else's picture, you photo.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, especially when you're behind them and the people that are getting their photo taken don't even realize you're in the photo until they're looking at the photo.
Yeah.
But did you see this?
Of a photo bomb. Yeah, this was less of a photo bomb. He actually asked, can I get a picture with you? And his wife, Rita Wilson, was with him. She got in on the photos a little bit, too.
I love that.
Taken a page from Bill Murray, who's famous for taking pictures with engaged couples and newly married couples.
Yeah.
So Tom Hanks is kinda,
But don't you think that's kind of cool? I think that's
sure.
I like it, yeah. Speaking of celebrity, Christie's is going to lead off their New York sales in May with an auction of an Andy Warhol Marilyn Monroe silk screen. $200 million. Huh? $200 million, that's what they expect. This was done in 1964. And in fact, it does sell for that kind of dough. It'll be the most expensive 20th century painting to ever sell. I never, ever have gotten Andy Warhol. Does anybody here get it? What is there about his stuff that people find?
I don't get a lot of modern
I don't either. No.
I mean, it's, you know, people can say, like, and a lot of people did criticize him at the time, you know, saying, like, oh, well, you're not really making art. You're taking something and, you know, you're taking a picture of Marilyn Monroe or Jackie Kennedy or whomever, and then you're just, you know, printing over it. But, you know, it's sort of like, well, what's the definition of art? You know, it's, people love it. It's, he capitalized on celebrity. You know, he's the one who coined the phrase, everybody's looking for their 15 minutes of fame. I mean, it's, you know, I like some pop art, so I'm not offended by it or anything. But $200 million.
I just don't get it.
$200 million when you think that, you know, when you think about a Warhol selling for more than a Picasso or,
well,
you know,
what can you do with
or
that
one of the
money?
Dutch masters.
Imagine the good that you could do with that money to help people in Ukraine. I mean, it's, I suppose it's nobody else's business, but it just seems to me that that's. I don't know. I find
well, that's kind of like, I don't know, the Oscars are coming up this weekend, and my mom, always, you know, public school teacher for 30 years, used to, one, and believe me, she'd read the Inquirer and the Star. It's not like she had, like, an axe to grind with celebrity, but she always thought it was pretty gross that the celebrities would take, like, $100,000 gift bags.
Yeah.
And you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, just give it away, and it was nothing. And it makes you wonder, like, this weekend, are they going to be giving away $100,000 gift bags, $200,000 gift bags again? And could that money be used for something a whole lot better and meaningful for people?
Sure.
Yep. You know, it's hard to have those gift suites.
And so many times, you know, those gift bags end up, you know, being left somewhere, or they're given to an assistant, you know, or it just, the whole thing is just, it's gross. That money should all be donated to humanitarian relief.
Okay, so there we have it. Just like,
well,
that.
Well, if they want to have, right, I think you had mentioned that they wanted to have Zelensky zoom in, right, to the Oscars.
I think that's a good idea. I'd like to see that.
Sure, right? But, you know, but then, like Jen said, don't have these expensive gift bags, you know, like, that's, it's just, you can't, it would be so
tone-deaf
if they do that. Yeah,
double message. The first season of the Sex and the City revival, and Just Like That, speaking of and Just Like That, has been upgraded to season 2. Apparently, the death of Big and all of the controversy around him is, not as big, but as Chris Noth. But apparently, people like this, so they're going to do another one.
Yeah.
Have you watched it, the three of you?
Sure.
I haven't watched it.
I watched it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I was so excited to hear there's going to be a season 2.
Jen, have you watched this? You're a fan, aren't you, of Sex and the City?
No, I didn't watch it much the first time around. I watched a few episodes. It's not that I'm against it. I just never really caught on to it, and so I don't have a lot of time. I have to watch Jersey Shore.
I
endorse that.
I'd watch it. I mean, I'd watch it if I think I had more time to do stuff like that.
Well, but is the appeal to an older audience? This was a younger, this was 20 years ago it first got started, right? It wasn't the HBO.
Focus. Late
90s. Yeah, late 90s, 20, early on.
25 years ago. Okay, so now they're going through menopause and other things that are pertinent to people that are their age. So does that bring in an older crowd, or has the crowd just grown old with them?
Well, yeah, I think it's the same audience.
It's incredibly popular. Yeah, it's incredibly popular to do that, where people who have, you know, grew up together basically with TV shows,
they bring them back, and it works every single time. It's vintage and.
Yeah.
Makes people feel young, maybe.
Samantha come back? Yes or no in the next?
No. Kim Cattrall's done. She's definitely not coming back. So I don't know how they're going to figure that out. Or maybe they'll just ignore it in the next season. They had text messages, and they tried to kind of play around with Samantha's still alive and she's fine, and, you know, but how long can you keep that up? Everybody knows, you know, behind the scenes, we all know the story. So I think it's better for them to just move on and just let the friendship go at this point.
All right, a couple of other season 2 notes for those of you who are watching Bridgerton. I am not one of those. Are you ladies watching Bridgerton?
I loved Bridgerton. Yep.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. So what is there
about? I'll refer you to my previous answer.
Bridgerton broke records. It was number one in 86 countries or something. It was
really?
It was the perfect pandemic kind of series. It came along. Uh-huh. It's a period piece. It takes you completely out of, you know, the modern world of COVID and lockdown. And it was just, it was, yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of, like, young, hot people in Regent-era clothes. It's fun. But it's unbelievable the phenomenon that it became.
Now,
it's Shonda Rhimes. It's her first. It's Shonda Rhimes' first foray into the Netflix deal.
I mean, yeah. So there's a tea that is associated with Bridgerton.
High tea is like a big deal on the show.
So is $14.50 a tin? Is that expensive for a tea?
Yeah, that's pricey, but it's good tea, I guess. I'm not a tea drinker, so. But yeah, it's apparently very good.
And one of the other things, season two. Is the Dick Wolf and his production company doing all of these shows? They started this year the FBI show started last year, and then they added another show to it this year, and then they added a third show to it this year, FBI Most Wanted, starring a guy that nobody really knew. I think his name was McMahon. I'm pretty sure it was McMahon. So he decided. About a month and a half ago, apparently somebody waved a big check in front of him to go do something else. And he told Dick Wolf he needed to get out of the show. And he needed to get out right now. And so they let him out, and they redid the last part of a show a couple of weeks ago. They just redid it, reshot it like 2 weeks ago, killing the guy off. And that was on last night, or I guess it was on last week. And so now everybody says, okay, what are you doing? How do you, because Wolf has built now these ensemble shows. He's got three nights a week with three different shows on two different networks. So what are you going to do to keep this show going? Because they all kind of blend into each other. I'm wondering if there's not, I like some of the shows, but I find that there's almost an overkill, pardon the pun, of the, watching that. I thought this last night. As I was watching this, it's sort of the same story over and over and over again. And I wonder how that holds up. I'm asking that question sort of rhetorically because it turns out to be 48 after the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Better than video, this is the audio portion of your day, the DJV program. At 53 after the hour on Wednesdays, we bring in Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. He's actually gotten loose of the constraints of his house in Santa Monica. He's out for all the world to hear what he thinks about National Puppy Day. So, let's get to National Puppy Day. Do you know who Colleen Page is?
Have no idea.
I
have no idea.
All right. So this will be the edumacation portion of your day.
Thank you.
She was a well-known animal activist, brought adoption awareness to the national level because this day, National Puppy Day, started on this date in 2004. She's inspired a lot of people with her work to make dogs and I guess cats probably too, but mostly dogs, the focus of adoption. Shelters typically have the highest intake of dogs around this time. The average shelter takes in 30 to 40 dogs a day at this time of year. Good God. And are there people to adopt them? I guess that's the question. And I always, when we talk about things like this, Warren, I remember you sending me down to the Bulldog Rescue in Orange County a few years ago before I got Daisy. And looking at it, I want to take every one of those dogs home. Every single one of them.
Absolutely right. I was at an event, doing an event this past Saturday, and one of the groups there with me was Shelter Hope out of Los Angeles, an amazing group of people.
Yep.
And I spent quite a few hours there. I was broadcasting, but I also spent a lot of time with them. A friend of mine has a Lucy Pet. They have their own spay-neuter van.
Yeah. And all these animals were there that day for adoption because there was thousands of people. I was doing a remote, and so a lot of dogs got adopted. But it just amazes me of how many dogs can make a difference in someone's life that wind up at shelters. Let me tell you a little story. Rosie and Zoe. A woman called me on the radio show. She wanted to adopt a dog. She's 79 years old, lives in an apartment, so she was limited to the type of dog she could have. Many of the rescues would not adopt the dog to her because of her age. I contacted a friend of mine. Yes, because she's 79 years old. I contacted a friend of mine who works with a lot of shelters, and this was in Camarillo. We found an 8-year-old dog, 9 years old, blind and deaf, really a challenged dog, and we put this dog together with this woman who was not allowed to have a dog. They are now the most incredible best friends. As a matter of fact, she brought the dog down, and on Saturday I had a big surf truck there, the big wave maker, and Zoe was actually on the wave maker enjoying life, and the woman came to me and brought tears to my eyes and said, Warren, you gave me more than Zoe. You gave me a family. I have you, I have the person adopted, my veterinarian, the friends in the neighborhood. This is an 8 or 9 year old, I'm going to say blind, deaf. As a matter of fact, if you go to my Facebook page, I usually plug it, facebook.com/petshow, there's actually a photograph of Zoe on a surfboard. Just an amazing story. And that's why I say, when you go to a shelter and you adopt, don't walk past the challenge dogs. Don't walk past the challenge cats, the older pets, the older dogs. I know today's National Puppy Day. It's a great thing. Everyone should adopt a dog. But sometimes, the puppies and the kittens are the first ones out of the shelter. And
always,
the dogs in the neighborhood of a year or two
old
are the ones that are stuck there. I just did a story on a dog that's been at a shelter for 6.5 years. Thank God it was a no-kill shelter. They loved the dog. But the bottom line, he's lived in a cage for over 6 years based on the fact that no one wanted him. He wasn't the most attractive dog. Drives me crazy.
So you remember when I told you about when Daisy came, right? She'd been in that cage for almost 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Had two litters. I'm listening to that story, and it brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah, yeah. When you take a picture, if you go to my Facebook page, take a look at Zoe. Just an incredible dog, and the owner's amazing. But here's a dog that would have not stood a shot at being adopted, yet no matter how many years the dog has left or weeks, what a change it's made in this woman's life.
But somebody was paying attention, Warren.
Exactly.
Somebody was paying attention.
I have a close friend of mine, it's a company, it's a non-profit called Rescue Me, Inc. I'm on their board of directors, have been for many, many years, no shelter, nothing. But what they do is whenever I need to find a special dog or a special cat for a special person or a special person for a special dog or a cat, she's there, and it's made all the difference. There are wonderful people out there, people you've never heard of, and the people you hear about usually are not doing the amount of work that the people you never hear about. That's why I only donate money to the small mom-and-pop organizations where there's no salary. Everyone's on volunteer, and the money is spent where it should be spent, helping the animals.
Donate money. I remember when we found, when Meredith and I went down to New York to that kill shelter and adopted a couple of dogs and paid, I think both of us dropped about $400 or $500 there that day.
Just
to donate, to help. You look at all those dogs in the cages. Good God. And you have, through your Hugs and Kisses Foundation, you help a lot of dogs that way as well.
Exactly. Right? The small mom and pop groups.
Yep. Check out hugsandkisses.com, thepetshow.com, and our pal Warren Eckstein with his great messages every week here. It's 59.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.